Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
National NFL insider for The Athletic, Jeff Howe, joining us here on The Shift. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Doing well. Can't complain.
Good. We were looking at your article, the NFL QB stock report, week three, and you got Kyler Murray surging into the top 10. What goes into putting this together for you?
A lot. there's a lot to it. I mean, it's based on, obviously, performance through the first 2 weeks. That's a big part of it, but the quarterback's track record, the ceiling, the floor of based on past performance relative to what I think they can do this season. And then the circumstances around what they're doing is a big part of it too. I mean, I think at the end of the Cliff Kingsbury era in Arizona, we kind of knew that the track record with Kyler Murray was going to be somebody who was going to tail off toward the end of the season, whether it was due to performance or injury or both. But right now with Drew Petzing as the offensive coordinator and Jonathan Gannon as the head coach and a lot more talent around him, I think the ceiling is a lot higher, so I think that's just one example of a guy who can be elevated by what's going on around him as well.
So what do you think this means for Kirk Cousins now after the win over the Eagles? Because right now you have him at 17.
Yeah, I was surprised that he struggled as much as he did in the opener, and there was certainly some more confidence coming back with that game-winning drive, but I thought he also looked a little timid, like he didn't maybe trust his reads through a good chunk of that game the other night. And to me, that shows somebody who is still trying to work his way back, whether it's because of the layoff due to the Achilles injury or just trying to learn the new offense or the new situation around him with the new team, maybe the pressure of the contract, whatever it is, he's still clearly catching up to speed in Atlanta. And I just think that, you know, physically, because of what we saw in that last drive, I think he's probably better than what we might have given him credit for since the opener. I just think mentally he looks like he's still working through trusting his reads, and that's something that I think is going to take some time.
Yeah, it's crazy how your outlook on a quarterback and a team can change just after a two-minute drill. Jeff, I want to ask you about a couple of Falcons opponents they have coming up, and it's a conversation I never thought in a million years we'd be having after week two. But the conversation has been, which one of these is going to be a tougher challenge? Will it be the Chiefs or the Saints? You talk about a couple of quarterbacks. I didn't ever think we'd be putting Derek Carr in this conversation, but yet Saints look like they're pretty good at this point in time.
Yeah, that's another one where you want to see it for more of an extended period of time. I mean, I would still say the Chiefs are the tougher of the two opponents there. But with the way the Saints are playing, I mean, that's not going to be an easy one either. The thing with the Saints to me is, they've shown this at times, whether it was when they were kind of struggling at the end of the Sean Payton era, or even at times under Dennis Allen, where they'll have a stretch. Maybe it's just a couple games, maybe it's three games, what have you, where they'll look incredible. And then you kind of forget at the end of the season that they won 9 games, which they seem to do every single year. But you just want to see it sustained before you look at them as maybe a contender, whether it's the playoff race or a team that could win some playoff games. But what I like, of course, is what Clint Kubiak has done with Derek Carr. And this is somebody who, for the past several years, has really kind of taken he's fallen off. The performance hasn't been great. But that's another situation where the circumstances around him, I thought that it was a very vanilla offensive system with New Orleans. He clearly didn't mesh well with what was going on with the Raiders toward the end there. And now you got Clint Kubiak coming in from the San Francisco system And what he's been able to do through a couple weeks has been really impressive. I mean, anybody who can score on 15 consecutive drives is okay in my book. But just long-term sustainability, what is the Saints' ceiling? You know, you just want to see a little bit more.
All right, Jeff, well, let's talk about the Chiefs then. And the thing that I'm looking at when I look over everything of this offense is, look, they're still scoring points at a good clip. They seem to struggle at times. And Patrick Mahomes has kind of got off to a ho-hum starting through the first two games for his standards. But Travis Kelce has been non-existent. What is going on with Travis Kelce right now? Why has he gotten off to such a slow start so far?
Yeah, it's certainly strange. And I think we kind of saw this come in spurts last season, too, where you got to wonder, you know, I think he's 34 years old. I mean, obviously getting up there in age, so he's not going to be as productive. He's not going to be this elite pass catcher that he's been for so long in his career. And then you've got the other situation, too, where Patrick Mahomes is trying to work in a relatively new group of receivers. I know some of them have been there longer than this offseason, but you know, when you've got Xavier Worthy or you've got Rashee Rice coming in after everything that he kind of put himself through in the offseason and still only a second-year player, you're still trying to kind of get everybody up to speed with where Mahomes wants the entire offense to be. So I could see it possibly being a situation where, yeah, we're going to look at the age, and that's the easy one, but you're also trying to bring everybody else along too. And when you look at what Mahomes is doing, I mean, he's such a big picture type of quarterback where, you know, it reminds me of Tom Brady in a way. It doesn't really matter what's going on so much in September and October. It's just, all right, what can you do right now that's going to prepare you for January? Because everybody in the world knows the Chiefs are going to be there in January. It's just, how can you maximize your potential once the stakes get a whole lot higher? So let's try to incorporate everybody around you, and you know that, you know, months down the road, Travis Kelce is going to be fine. And fine can be a relative term with Travis Kelce. Fine might not necessarily mean 10 catches for 120 yards in a playoff game, but fine could absolutely mean he's going to catch three really important ones when Mahomes really needs them most.
Jeff Howell joining us here on the Morning Shift. Jeff, the next question I have, and we're going to talk about quarterbacks, obviously, but you look inside this division, Bryce Young being benched over there in Charlotte. I think it's shocking to a lot of people, but if you really look at the film and some of the inadequacies of that offense over there under Dave Canales, I don't think it's all that shocking. They have to get something pointed in the right direction for that franchise.
Yeah, it's just such a frustrating situation. I mean, Bryce Young looks completely lost. He has no he's not playing with any confidence. He certainly doesn't trust what he's seeing. And this is not the Bryce Young that we saw at the end of his Alabama career, or really for the entirety of his Alabama career. And it's just what it goes back to, you know, talking to people around the league about the benching. People aren't, and I did some work on this last season too, at the end of the year when it was, okay, do you second guess the Panthers for taking Bryce over CJ Stroud? And certainly there's an element of that. I'm not going to dismiss that, but the big takeaway I had when I did this story at the end of last season was you could have put CJ Stroud or Tom Brady in his prime in that Panthers situation last season, and that quarterback was not going to have success. And that's carried over into this season. There's just not enough talent around him. The offensive line, I know they invested in it heavily this offseason, still not where it needs to be. And, you know, Dave Canales was brought in to kind of fix Bryce Young, and all of a sudden two games in, that project has been swept under the rug. So it's an impossible situation for any quarterback. It's just there's not enough around him. And you're seeing, unfortunately, what looks like the case of yet another young quarterback who doesn't have the experience, who doesn't know, who isn't capable of playing through all of the chaos around him at the skill positions, whether it's, you know, the new coaching staff, the offensive line protection. And they had to put him on the bench because he's not playing with any confidence. And you just have to hope that long-term, you know, whatever happens with Andy Dalton, whatever, like they're trying to right the ship right now. But the bottom line is they need to, like, this rebuild is not going to go anywhere if they don't find the quarterback. And they invested a lot of collateral in Bryce Young being that quarterback. So when it's time to put him back in, whether it's as early as week 4, which certainly I don't think any of us expect it to be, or it's next off season, they've got to invest every resource that they could possibly find into rebuilding his confidence before they can figure out if he's a franchise quarterback.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Jeff, last one for you, and I know we're not supposed to get ahead. It's 1 week at a time, but I am going to get ahead because we're talking about NFC South quarterbacks. Derek Carr, Baker Mayfield, how big of a concern are those two guys for the Falcons who they're going to see after the Chiefs?
Yeah, I mean, I thought the NFC South, I don't want to say out of nowhere, but it's a whole lot more entertaining now than it has been for the past several years. I mean, this division's looking better than it has been. I mean, take out like some of the Tom Brady years when we knew the Bucs were going to be terrific. But the NFC South has kind of been down. It's been that down division for so long. And right now, if the Saints and Derek Carr are able to sustain this start, and if Kirk Cousins and the Falcons get to where I thought they would be going into the season, this three-team race is going to be really exciting. And I knew that the Bucs were good. I was confident the Bucs were going to get off to a good start. I was confident they were going to look good. I didn't expect them to look as good as they have this quickly. I mean, it's about the offensive coordinators, in my opinion, with this division. You've got three really good ones coming in. I think Clint Kubiak was a little bit more of an unknown, but you know, Liam Cohen has done good work. Zach Robinson was very highly regarded with the Rams, and I know how highly regarded the Falcons are. I mean, I was down in Atlanta in training camp, and Raheem Morris was saying, yeah, they brought in Zach Robinson. They knew that he was going to be a head coach in very short order, so they had to build a good staff around him because they were prepared to lose him. So you've got three really good, young, exciting offensive coordinators who have their offenses playing really well, and with – you know, Baker Mayfield's taken a jump. Derek Carr so far has taken a jump. Kirk Cousins, you know, I'm not worried about him. I do think it's going to take a little time just off of what we've seen through the first couple weeks. But this is going to be a fun division race. And I thought going into the season it was still the Bucs division because they've kind of earned that right or that reputation with the, I think it's now three consecutive division titles. I expected the Falcons to be right there with them. I didn't know they were going to get off to a sluggish of a start because of Cousins and kind of working through the adjustments there. And then with the Saints, again, playing above expectations, it's going to be a fun race.
It really will be. I can't wait to see how this all unfolds towards the end of the season, Jeff. Thanks so much for joining us.
Of course. Thanks a lot for having me.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.